So yesterday, did you hear that Russia yesterday? Tokyo, you're hearing news stories, apparently is going to, as it says here from the Associated Press, escalate sanctions, trying to pressure Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine, which is a sign of some more of the relationships that are deteriorating, not just among us, but other countries as well as Japan.
Yeah.
But in the face of that, Russia announced on Monday, told Tokyo, oh, yeah? Well, if you're going to do that to us, then we're going to halt negotiations with you regarding that post-World War II peace treaty we've been working on.
That far back?
I said, that's what I said. I said, what? Did I hear? What?
77 years later?
Did I get some kind of time warp radio news announcement or something? Well,
I would think that isn't a high priority then if it's taken that long.
Well, actually, when you dig into the story, which thankfully the Associated Press did, so the Russian Foreign Ministry says that they have no intention of continuing the World War II peace talks, which apparently have been stalled since 2020. Who knew they were going on? Again, now this is between Japan and Russia, so maybe we wouldn't have a clue. But it seems to me you would have heard something about this somewhere because it sounds kind of weird. Let's see. Apparently, Japan and Russia never signed a formal peace treaty ending World War II hostilities because they still have a long-running territorial dispute over islands in northern Japan, which apparently Japan claims as its own, but Russia continues to occupy.
And with military equipment.
Yeah.
Heavy build of it there.
The two countries signed a joint declaration in 1956 to end the state of war, but never signed an actual peace treaty. Which sounds like, what isn't that the way like Korea ended?
Yeah.
Right.
There was never a formal peace treaty. It's just, okay, we... Is there a demilitarized zone between Japan and Russia? Is there a DMZ?
Yeah, a little more background to this on why Russia is taking this action is because they're ticked at Japan for allowing Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, to address them tomorrow. So because he's going to be given access to the Japanese government, Russia is retaliating.
He's retaliating. This is the retaliation to halt negotiations of the World War II peace treaty.
Did I see that Japan then said it's not buying any more crude from Russia? I think I may have seen something break on that.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Yeah. Probably. Maybe. It could be part of that. The overall, maybe this goes to the sanctions that, again, they're talked about doing. Could be. Yeah. Well, anyway, like I said, when I heard that, though, it just seemed kind of weird to me.
I did too. So
what? Yeah, apparently, well, the former prime minister of Japan, Abe, actually says here he and Vladimir Putin met 27 times over 8 years in an effort to try and make Moscow a more strategic partner for Japan. So they were working on a relationship, but again, since it's stalled.
Not so much now.
Can never reach an agreement on the peace talks.
That just sounds...
And we thought the baseball negotiations went on long.
Oh, yeah. Compared to that, you know, they did a great job.
What was it? Dave, you said 77 years? Is that...
When you think about it.
Yeah, yeah, from 45 through, that'd be 55 and 22, it'd be 77.
So stay tuned. There could be more of not just what's happening here in 2022, but what's happening back to World War II.